The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning. It's Thursday. That's right. It's Thursday, episode 1682. I don't know if people know, we have new lights in here.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, and I'm not being critical, I'm not criticizing, but it has affected my vision a little bit. There's a glare that I'm dealing with. I think it's my eyes. I don't think it's the lights, but the change of the lights being right directly on me have kind of made it where I've got to kind of look back. I don't know. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
But it does give you a nice glow.
Do I look good on the air? We don't even televise this show. That ought to tell me something right now. 15 days until the 4th of July. That's right. And summer is halfway over. I always call that the halfway mark. And it's Juneteenth. That's a federal holiday today. Throwback Thursday's coming up, too. Are we going to throw back anything or just going to throw something out there? Get it? Throw something out there?
We'll throw.
Oh, man.
Or throw out.
Yeah. Dalton, no Dalton today.
Who?
He'll be back. He'll be back on Monday.
Quit making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying he's not here today.
You guys are jerks.
Wow. We're sensitive this morning. We had quite a weekend last weekend and this week. It's been kind of weird. A lot going on. You know, we had a national parade and protests and things like that going on. And
yeah.
Can't make people happy, can we?
No.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It's an interesting time.
We're about the only thing that people can count on, the Wake Up Crew. In their lives, they get up every morning. They hear us. You know, we're not political. We're not. You know, we're just ourselves.
And that's what they have to look forward to.
What's going on this weekend? Is there anything going on this weekend that we know of? It's a kind of a lull period, really.
Yeah. Let's see. Last weekend they had the Friday Night Live, so that's not this weekend on the square. So. The next one will be in July.
Did I miss the International Festival? Did I miss it? Or
yeah, International Folk Fest. I think that was
last week.
Yeah, I think that was going on then too.
Oh, I came up here Saturday.
Did you know?
Not here to the radio station.
Oh,
but I was taking my little one to. She was going to a thing, and she said, "Show me the radio station, Papa."
Mm.
I said, "Okay." I went up there, and she goes, "Hmm." She wasn't that impressed with the building at this point. But
did you?
I said it's really old. It's one of the older buildings.
Did you show her inside?
No, I didn't take her upstairs.
Oh
no,
that's the exciting part.
Yeah, it really is. but
you could have showed her the new lighting.
Anyway, I went around and they had a huge crowd. For the flea market, or not the flea market, but the, what do you call it?
Saturday Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market.
Mm-hmm.
They had a huge crowd.
Yeah,
it's people were parked in our parking lot.
Uh-oh.
Yep, and people were parked across the street from us, down by the, you know, where the gym used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove around the square, and she said, "What's going on here?" I said, "Well, that's, they sell vegetables and, you know, things like that." But there were people selling blankets and all kinds of stuff. It's almost like a flea market.
Well, things that you make,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing. Artisans,
ooh,
like that.
And
word.
So it's, but I would imagine if you're a retail person on the square, that those Saturdays really help because you know they go by and take a look at things when they go up there.
Well, sure, yeah. I'm waiting on tomatoes.
Yeah.
Homegrown.
You have to almost wait till a certain time. They're really good like the end of July and August. That's when they're at their best. But, I mean, you can get some from foreign countries and that kind of thing. But,
man,
you know.
It's not the same.
Not quite the same, no. But,
it's a tomato salad. It's got Ritz crackers in it and other things that it's a family recipe on Heather's side, and it's really good.
We need to come up here one day and maybe just do a remote, set up a booth, and see how many people come and talk to us and that kind of thing. I'm sure you want to get up on your Saturday morning, don't you, around 6?
Yeah, boy.
Set that up.
Nothing I've thought about more than that.
Anyway, exciting time in Murfreesboro. And
they have one in on
at Tuesday.
Well, that's at the Ag Center.
Oh.
They have one in Smyrna, too.
Oh, on Saturday?
Uh-huh, at the depot.
Well, I'll tell you what, it brings a big crowd. Mm-hmm. We got to take a look at the weather. It's 617.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have doors, 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 plenty of doors. If you're doing that special project or if you just wanting to change out all your doors in your home, just come on by and see us. We have doors, doors, doors.
We also have brand new paint that'll be great for doing home projects.
We got it. Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Leaks, clogs, or new installations, Roscoe Brown Plumbing is here to ensure water flows exactly where it needs to go in your home. Since 1940, our team of expert plumbers has provided Middle Tennessee with prompt, reliable service. From emergency repairs to routine maintenance, we're always here, ensuring your home's plumbing system is in tip-top shape. Trust in Roscoe Brown Plumbing for all your plumbing needs, where your family's comfort is our top priority. RoscoeBrown.com.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is getting underway at Florida. The Panthers lead Edmonton 3-2. A Game 7 of the series would be Friday at Edmonton. The Olympic hockey schedule was released for next February in Italy. It'll be the first Winter Games with NHL players since 2014. There will be 12 teams. NBA Finals Game 6 will be Thursday at Indiana. Oklahoma City leads the series 3-2. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton reportedly has a strained calf. He shot over for 6 from the floor in last night's loss, playing 34 minutes. 6 WNBA games tonight at College Baseball's World Series. UCLA against Arkansas in an elimination game. Louisville did eliminate Oregon State 7-6 with a run in the bottom of the ninth. They're underway in the major leagues at Atlanta after an hour's rain delay at the start. The Braves are hosting the New York Mets, who are 45-27.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It is 21 after the hour, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. With over 3,600 miles of fiber, United Communications delivers nearly perfect reliability across the region. More at mte.com/internet. We're going to have a great throwback Thursday, actually.
Are we?
Yeah. Discontinued candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that apply to the old, their old, their old school candy bars?
Yeah.
That aren't here anymore.
Bit of honey?
Bit of honey's still here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Just let me, don't try to anticipate. Just, you know, just follow along and listen. You probably won't even know some of these candy bars. I will, but you won't. I have to tell a story with it too, about my late uncle, Uncle Wiley Dinkins, great man, and I'll tell you a story about that. So, and it's about candy bars, associated with him.
Just him?
Yeah, just him. Okay. Uncle Wiley. And he looked like my father. He was like, could have been a twin to my father.
Really?
Yeah, they were that close. They looked that close together. All right, what are we doing here? We've got to do our good neighbor of the day, for one thing. Right? What are you looking at me like that for? James Price of the Better Business Bureau is today's good neighbor of the day for recently helping with a consumer question, and his help was very helpful.
His help was helpful?
It was helpful help. James Price will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, we'll call him Helpful James.
That's right.
If you want to send in a good neighbor to us, here's all you need to know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways to get in your good neighbors to us. Again, neighbor, that word, to 615-893-1450. And let us know name, address, phone number, sentence, why. You can throw it in the mail. However you can get them here, please do it. Here to the Big G, WGNS.
I like the way you kill time.
Yeah.
When you're trying to find something on the board up there.
Yeah, make things. Let's see. It's National Pet in Films Day. So watch a film that has a pet in it.
Lassie.
Mm-hmm. National Eat an Oreo Day.
I can do that.
National Martini Day.
Nah, I won't do that.
We've told you it's Juneteenth. It's also National Watch Day. You're a watch person.
Yeah, I'm a watch. I have one on right now. Glow in the dark.
And you have how many watches?
I got rid of a lot of them.
Did you?
Yeah, I only have about four now. You'd be proud of me.
Wow.
I didn't hoard. I'm a watch hoarder. Our song of the day, boy, I love this one. Well, maybe you even want to hear this more than once. Tracy Ullman, who had the Tracy Ullman Show, with her number eight on the U.S. charts in 1984. That song written by Paul McCartney, by the way. They don't know. We'll be back.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Upgrade your home's comfort with Roscoe Brown and Carrier Smart Thermostats. Yep, they're smarter than me. Our cutting-edge technology learns your habits, adjusting your home's temperature for ultimate comfort, all while saving on energy costs. Experience the convenience of controlling your HVAC system. Just click of a button on your phone from anywhere at any time. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown and Carrier, where modern comfort meets innovation. Your family's comfort is our family's legacy. We're Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. A second suspect in a shooting that left a baby grazed by a bullet has been taken into custody in Clarksville. The shooting happened in Spring Hill around 1 o'clock in the morning at the Harvest Point subdivision on June the 6th. Spring Hill police say a person was outside on the street when a sedan drove up next to them. The occupants of the sedan allegedly exchanged gunfire with the person, and at least one of those 15 rounds hit a 22-month-old sleeping girl. An 18-year-old and a 17-year-old have been arrested in the case. A Grundy County man has been arrested for allegedly attempting to meet a child following explicit online chats, police say. The Grundy County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Johnny McNeil used a false name to engage in, quote, explicit conversations with undercover detectives who were posing as a child on an encrypted messaging app. McNeil allegedly planned to meet with the child in Tracy City. He was met instead by authorities who placed him under arrest. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
New restrictions could be on the way for those party buses and open-air entertainment vehicles you see around downtown Nashville. According to WZTV, some of the changes include those party vehicles are banned from operating within one block of schools, daycares, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. Quiet zone rules would apply to the Music City Center and the Country Music Hall of Fame. And if those party vehicles must drive through those areas, they're required to remain completely silent. Metro Nashville Transportation and Licensing Committee approved the new regulations in committee. Will Munley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I've said good morning three times already. But it is time to get up and get out of bed if you've got to work. If you've got to go to work today. Of course, if you get on the interstate at 5 a.m., people are going to work then. It's crowded all the time. So that trip to Nashville, man.
I'm glad I don't have to do it. I was talking with somebody the other day. It was Bart in a text. He was saying, is this building what used to be that building when it was in Nashville? I have no idea. I don't know my way around downtown. I hate going to Nashville.
I never did go. I never liked it. I hated when dates wanted to go to Nashville. I never cared for it. Don't like the one-way streets, and then some are one-way, some aren't. It's a lot better now with the GPS, but...
Oh, yeah. But it's, parking?
And trying to get on, what is it, 4th Avenue or 8th Avenue? Trying to get off the interstate to get to 8th Avenue, maybe 4th Avenue. I don't know, but that's a nightmare.
The place that I used to work, where Tennessee Radio Network was, it was in two places. One was way on the other side of town, Rosa Parks. You know where the Titans bubble is, and they're,
you're talking about North Nashville,
yeah,
kind of, yeah,
where the Titans built their practice outdoor, or I guess the covered facility. It was right across the street from it, and the interestingly enough, the Al Gore presidential national headquarters was right next door.
Oh.
And then moved from there to Demumbrian, which was nice, but they're now on Broadway. And I could not imagine working on Broadway.
Hmm. Well, I will say this. When you get to Broadway, there's no traffic during the daytime. But if you work at night, wow, good luck. I mean,
that place is hopping all the time.
I want to play our song of the day because I didn't get enough time. And this is Tracy Ullman. She had a show called Tracy Ullman Show. It was a comedy show. But she sang this song in 1984, and it was number 8. It's probably, other than Party All the Time, it may be the biggest hit that we'll play on this. So let's go play a little excerpt of this. And you told me that you did not know this song.
I don't remember this one, no. So I'm a late 80s guy.
I guess
not really 80s.
Were you playing with Play-Doh or something before then? Or?
Well, let's see. 83, 84.
Would have been 10, 9.
Let's see. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably still playing with Play-Doh.
I was eating it, probably.
Yeah, and probably.
It's kind of salty tasting.
You were probably, let's see, what else were you doing?
Wonder Man.
Your mother was making you suits and stuff. No, that was she had already passed, hadn't she?
Yeah, she passed when I was 8. But
when did you get your musical? When did you start going, wow, that song's good?
Probably 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
It's that middle school time.
That's usually about the time. Well, you had a lot of good collection of records.
Yep, spent every dime I ever made.
Yeah.
For a while.
I did too. I spent a lot of mine. I didn't spend any on yours. I wound up with all of them, but it worked out okay. It's time for Today in History. Turner Security, by the way, can help you with all your needs, can't they?
IT, computers, home security, business security needs.
I mean, you vouch for. I mean, you vouch for them. Absolutely. You are a like. What do you call that thing? The kind of commercial. You're a
testimonial.
Testimonial. Yeah.
The computer that you're controlling over there on your side, even though it's on this. I mean, that is a Turner Security computer. They built it just for us.
Well, I know one thing. Security, you got to call them. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
1910. Father's Day celebrated for the first time in Spokane, Washington.
Wow.
1946, the first TV sports boxing spectacular. Joe Louis KOs Billy Kahn.
Put him up.
I'm sure he said that. In 1956, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin end their partnership after 10 years and 16 films together. They were big. They were huge. And they ended it on the same exact day that they started their partnership.
Because they didn't like each other?
They got to where Dean kind of felt like Jerry was taking over and wasn't getting...
And Jerry's a little out there?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dean was smart by cutting ties. 1960, Loretta Lynn records, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl.
I'm a honky tonk girl. Go turn that jukebox.
You know, I wasn't crazy about Loretta Lynn, but after hearing some of her Coal Miner's Daughter and some of that stuff, she was, I could see where she was very popular.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of appreciate her more than I used to. 1961, Little Egypt by the Coasters peaks at number 23.
Came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow.
That was sung by Elvis Presley, too, by the way, in the movie Roustabout.
Wow.
I know a lot of things, Brian. And finally, Batman Returns, starring Michael Keaton, is released in 1992.
This is CBS Rewind. June 17th, 1972. The Rolling Stones began a four-week run at the top of the album chart with Exile on Main Street. This date in 1976, the release of Ex-Offender, the debut single from Blondie. June 17, 1983.
I ask you to kill the Superman.
The nationwide release of the superhero sequel.
And you're telling me you couldn't even do that one simple thing.
Superman 3.
I hope you don't expect me to save you because I don't do that anymore.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this rank southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County into Marshall County. We had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35-mile marker, extra time south of Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local family businesses. Don't miss the Juneteenth Festival this Saturday, 10 until 4, over at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. It is free. If you care about the natural beauty of our community, you are needed June 26th at the Stones River National Battlefield. On Thursday, June 26th, volunteers are needed to remove plants considered to be invasive species. Those are plants that are not natural to this area. If you volunteer on Thursday morning, June 26th, you'll be helping to restore the battlefield's natural landscape and improve the appearance of this historic area. That's Thursday, June 26th, 9 until noon. For more information, get with the folks over at the Stones River National Battlefield. Oh, the Parkinson Support Group meets every first and third Friday morning, 10 o'clock, at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Save lives. Give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf is coming up. Matt's a little, the wolf's a little rough today. I talked to Daryl Rigsby Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we critiqued some of his the ratings. And you know what, surprisingly, and I knew this was coming up out of him because he's such a good guy. He says, I think Brian was being facetious. I don't think my scores should have been that high.
I'm not being facetious.
And I said, well, yeah, I think he's lying, really, Daryl. All right, but you're back in the saddle again, with our dad joke for Thursday.
What happens when a microscope crashes into a telescope?
I don't know what.
A kaleidoscope.
Good. That's pretty good. I'm giving that a 5.
Are you now?
I knew that was kind of coming. I really kind of anticipated that that was going to be good. I don't know. It was in my head it was going to be a 5 today. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. There you go.
I feel honored. All right. I'm in the class with Daryl Rigsby now.
Yeah, according to you, yeah. 6:41, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew with John and Brian this Thursday morning.
CBS News.
News Brief. President Trump is considering whether to get the U.S. directly militarily involved in support of Israel in its war with Iran. From the White House, CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Should the president decide to follow through, there are indications he does not have full agreement among his closest advisors.
A three-judge appeals court panel today heard arguments in a lawsuit challenging President Trump's authority to deploy members of the National Guard to Los Angeles. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The panel certainly seemed inclined to give enormous discretion to President Trump in deciding to call out the National Guard.
Masked ICE agents handcuffed New York City's elected controller and Democratic candidate for mayor Brad Lander at a federal immigration court in Lower Manhattan. They said he assaulted law enforcement officers.
I did not come today expecting to get arrested.
The charges were quickly dropped. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A protest at the Bicentennial Mall State Park Amphitheater in Nashville on June 14th drew attention for more than its message. During the otherwise peaceful, quote, No Kings demonstration, 19-year-old Elijah Miller of Murfreesboro was arrested after reportedly brandishing a handgun while engaged in a verbal altercation with attendees. Metro Nashville police confirmed that Miller was charged with disorderly conduct after witnesses said he pointed a gun towards the ground but created fear among the crowd. Officers detained him near Jefferson Street and 7th Avenue North, and he was later released on a $1,500 bond. Metro police noted that this was the only arrest linked to the protest. In addition to this Nashville arrest, Miller is facing separate theft charge in Rutherford County for allegedly stealing property valued between $1,000 and $2,500. The alleged incident, investigated by Murfreesboro Police, involves a local home remodeling business on Broad Street. Miller is scheduled to appear in court before Judge Ben Bennett on August the 7th. Elsewhere in Murfreesboro, a dramatic chase unfolded on June 16th, just before 5 p.m., along Middle Tennessee Boulevard near MLK Jr. Boulevard. A barefoot man in shorts ran through traffic before being tackled by a Rutherford County Sheriff's deputy in full tactical gear. Despite the 90-degree heat, the deputy subdued the subject without incident. The scene, unfolding near a busy retail area, drew support from motorists who checked on the deputy's welfare. Authorities have not released the suspect's name or charges, but the response demonstrated swift and resolute law enforcement action here in Rutherford County. That's all for now. For updates on these, as well as many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSRadio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Our Heart for Healing honoree is Gordon Ferguson. After more than two decades of dedicated service, Gordon Ferguson, FASHI President and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, is retiring. Gordon secured an 80-acre campus on Medical Center Parkway with more than 200 beds and the introduction of high acuity programs, including the launch of cardiovascular surgery in 2023. That same year, Ferguson's leadership oversaw the opening of West Lawn Hospital, Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital. Gordon's heart and soul are totally committed to this community, and his impact far exceeds the walls of the hospital. Enjoy your retirement, and thank you, Gordon Ferguson, who receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Play an old guitar, done half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. get a great haircut, and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Join me, Speedy Adler, and Greg for The Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
From the big news of the day to stories from everyday life, it's The Rick Burgess Show.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends, yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, and if you want to, you can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Or you can tune in to FM 101.9, 100.5, or AM 1450.
Yepper.
I added that in. You impressed?
That was a little ad-lib you did there.
Yeah, that was kind of... I usually don't go away from the script, but I did just a little bit there.
You're allowed.
I really did. Do you ever watch America's Got Talent?
I used to a lot, yeah. But I don't anymore.
Yeah, I didn't either, but we had a Father's Day party thing. Mm-hmm. And it was on, and to me, Simon has become now the good guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he's much nicer than he used to be. I don't know why that is, but anyway, this girl was singing the song, and she starts singing Over the Rainbow. You don't sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow to Simon Cowell. He hates that song.
Does he really?
Yeah, he said, oh, and he goes like this when she started it. So he stops her. And he goes, you know, hey, I think you need to try another song. Now, this is where I think it's kind of staged. I don't know. But maybe they have two songs. Maybe they always have two songs ready in case.
I have seen them do that
the
before.
The first one, yeah.
It's like, I don't know that that's in your range. Why don't you try another song?
Right.
So
she sang this song, Beatles song, and it was like awesome, awesome. Then they have this little dance crew that does these little patterns with their hands and movement, and they make designs and stuff. And Howie hated it, but Simon loved it. And he turned to Simon and Mel B, the Spice Girl. He said, what are y'all, on some kind of other planet? So this group is great. So they fought about it a little bit, and finally they made Howie change his vote where they could move on. So the crowd gets really riled up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you don't like them, and they do, they get on to them pretty hard. So
the reason I liked America's Got Talent better than American Idol is it's not just all singing.
Yeah.
And you could see a variety of things.
Yeah.
They've had some really great comedians come through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you never know what to expect.
What do they call them? Ventriloquist?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of those guys won it, and he's in Vegas making
millions.
He's
a superstar, yeah, yeah. And he can sing. He sings, and he does. You ever seen him do? I forgot the name of the guy, but he does "We Are the World."
Oh yeah, yeah. And,
oh man, that is not easy to do.
And one of the comedians, he has a stutter, and that's all part of his comedy. And he's really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he won it, but I think he finished in the top three or whatever, but he may have won it. But
you
he was really good.
You have to be more than just one thing. You can't do one thing and go through it all, or they'll zap you. But
yeah, singers generally don't. I mean, you're going to have a variety act.
You
got to
be innovative for sure. All right, we better get to birthdays today, celebrity and local.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, anticipating this first one, 1897, Moe Howard, American actor and comedian. He was one of the Three Stooges. He played Moe. You know, there was Moe, and Curly was his brother, and Shemp was his brother. Those three were brothers. Larry was not a brother, and all the other Curlies after Shemp died, all the other Curlies, Curly Joe and something, they weren't brothers either. But the Howard brothers were Curly, Shemp, and Moe.
I did not realize they were all real brothers.
If you think about it, look at him, and if you picture Curly with hair, he looks like Moe a little bit.
Okay.
And Shemp definitely looked like Moe. In 1902, information you probably don't care about, but you got it anyway.
That's the wake-up crew.
1902, Guy Lombardo, Canadian-American orchestra leader. Addressing that to me.
No.
He died in 1977. Every New Year's we had to hear that.
Yes, we do.
And still do. 1903, Lou Gehrig, American Baseball Hall of Fame first baseman, six-time World Series, two-time AL MVP, died of Lou Gehrig disease. And 1939, Al Wilson, American singer. His big song, although Dalton was our producer on these songs, so his big song was Show and Tell. But let's see what Dalton picked.
Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say
I love you. Oh,
so show me
moving on. 1962, Paula Abdul, American singer-songwriter, choreographer, and TV personality of American Idol. Oh, there you go. You knew that one, didn't you?
Yep, that was in the 1989 talent show, Walter Hill.
I think that song came out in 87, 88, I think.
Somewhere around there.
In 1978, Zoe Saldana, American actress. She was in The Curse of the Black Pearl, Pirates of the Caribbean, Avatar. She's been in both Avatars. Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And locally, Robert Horner, Linda Dansby, Janice Hughes-Gents, Angie Morris, Michelle Yates, and Sheila Tilford have birthdays today.
All right, birthdays. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You can add someone to our list today for June 19th birthdays and anniversaries. Very easy. 615-893-1450. Call or text. Be sure to say the name and spell it if you leave it on the answering machine, or just text. That'll be the easy way.
Really?
Yep.
You're so intense.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week? Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks? Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this wreck southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County into Marshall County. We had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35-mile marker, extra time south of Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
If you're looking to update your light fixtures or if you're needing to donate light fixtures, we have plenty of new and used light fixtures. Just come on down and see us.
We also have brand new paint.
We got it.
Our appliances are tested and we offer a 7-day warranty.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Orlando Bloom's had some pretty good roles, Pirates of the Caribbean, the Lord of the Rings movies, but nothing like this.
Sort of going undercover.
Deep Cover, to be exact. Now streaming on Prime Video with Bryce Dallas Howard and Nick Mohammed, Orlando told me he crafted his character after a certain 90s rock star.
The greatest swag bag that I grew up with was like Liam and as the front man for Oasis. And in fact, that kind of informed the whole character for me.
So that must have gotten a little rough around the edges.
I mean, look, Liam's a fun idea in my mind to play, and I'm not sure, you know, what it's like on the inside of anyone's brain, but right. On the outside, it's a really fun thing to play with. Who is this guy?
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back, but unfortunately, we're going to have to leave in just a few seconds. But James Price of the Better Business Bureau is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for recently helping with a consumer question, and his help was very helpful. James Price will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over to Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street and, of course, here at News Radio WGNS.
Well, James, congrats. And if you want to nominate someone that has helped you out in that way or you just want to make someone's day, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. You can get to that same web form from the submit section of the website. Lots of ways to get in a good neighbor. Name, address, phone number, sentence why you want that person to be a good neighbor. Also, we've got about another half an hour before we have to cut off the birthday club for this June 19th. Call, text. Let us know who's celebrating for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
We'll be back right after the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Iran missile hits Israeli hospital.
The window smashed, the ceilings collapsed, and part of the building is on fire.
Trump weighs possible U.S. action.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due.
Karen Reed acquitted.
I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump considers possible U.S. involvement as Israel and Iran trade attacks. This morning, Iran fired a missile that hit a major hospital in southern Israel. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
The moment an Iranian missile slammed into Soroka Hospital in Beersheba this morning. Inside, panic and chaos as doctors and patients fled to the bomb shelters. The emergency room was operational at the time of the attack, but there were only minor injuries. The hospital says the old surgical building was damaged, but that it had been evacuated days before the strike.
CBS News has learned President Trump has approved a plan for U.S. involvement, but has not made a final decision to strike Iran. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
President Trump, at least publicly, says he's not ready to make a call on U.S. involvement.
I like to make a final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change.
CBS News has learned the president approved unspecified attack plans as an option, but is holding off in case Iran agrees to abandon its nuclear program. And the White House is waiting for more U.S. military assets to arrive in the region. A mix of fighter aircraft, F-16s, F-22s, and F-35s are en route. And the USS Ford Carrier Strike Group is already deploying to Europe next week, putting three naval carrier strike groups closer to the conflict. In anticipation, administration officials say Iran is readying missiles and equipment for strikes on American bases if the U.S. joins Israel's military campaign.
Severe storms in the nation's midsection, triple-digit heat in parts of the West. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has more.
More than 60 million people are under the threat for severe storms spreading from the Midwest, where heavy sheets of rain have already soaked Indiana.
Yeah, that's a tornado.
The National Weather Service confirmed a tornado touchdown near Clarksville, Missouri, and in Macomb County, Michigan, where it tore down trees and power lines and caused flooding. But in addition to severe weather, the U.S. is also bracing for extremely hot weather. Several states across the country will experience temperatures reaching triple digits. Here in southern Nevada, an extreme heat warning remains in effect, with temperatures ranging from 105 to 115 degrees. And first responders say they're feeling the impact.
This is certainly the time of year where we see an uptick in calls that are heat related.
Forecasters say Eric has been upgraded to an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane near southern Mexico's Pacific coast. Top sustained winds, 145 miles an hour. It took two trials, but Karen Reed is now free from charges that she killed her police officer boyfriend. A Massachusetts jury in her retrial found her not guilty of murder and manslaughter. Christina Rex of CBS Boston.
Defendant not guilty or guilty?
Not guilty.
Cheers erupted outside the Massachusetts courthouse as the verdict was read. The jury found Karen Reed not guilty in the death of John O'Keefe. Moments later, Reed addressed her supporters outside the courthouse.
I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters.
Reed was accused of hitting and killing O'Keefe with her SUV after a night of drinking in 2022. Reed's first trial ended in a mistrial last year.
Reed was convicted on a drunk driving charge. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The FDA has approved a twice-a-year injection to prevent HIV, a move its maker hailed as a major breakthrough in the fight against the virus. It's marketed under the brand name Yeztugo. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
This is huge. Now you have an injection twice a year that's more than 99.9% effective at preventing HIV/AIDS in people at high risk.
The drug has a list price of $28,000 a year. The New York Times reports the Justice Department plans to slash the number of inspectors who monitor federally licensed gun dealers by two-thirds. Quite a startling sight in West Texas.
Whoa!
One of Elon Musk's SpaceX Starships exploded during a routine launch pad test for reasons that are not clear. That spacecraft has suffered failures after recent launches. A person in the water off Hilton Head, South Carolina, was airlifted to a hospital after suffering an apparent shark bite, sparking concern on the beach.
Having someone getting bitten so close, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Authorities say the person suffered a leg injury that is non-life-threatening. Nearly 2 years after the deadliest American wildfire in over a century ravaged Maui, killing more than 100, the University of Hawaii has released the state's largest post-disaster health study. CBS's Carter Evans.
Researchers have been tracking about 2,000 people, and half of the adults still show signs of depression. 25% are struggling with moderate to severe anxiety. Almost 75% of adults have elevated blood pressure now, and a quarter of them show reduced lung function, and that's likely linked to the wildfire smoke.
There's a recall of Heat and Eat chicken fettuccine Alfredo meals sold at Walmart and Kroger stores. They've been linked to a listeria outbreak first identified last year. It's been blamed for at least 3 deaths and illnesses in 13 states. An annual report says the dates Medicare and Social Security stand to run out of money has been moved up to 2033, 8 years from now. Last year's report from program trustees pegged it at 2036. In a record sports franchise transaction, the controlling stake of the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers has been sold by the Buss family to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter in a deal that values the team at $10 billion. This fan likes it.
I'm excited. It's awesome. I'm a lifelong Dodger and Laker fan, so putting them together is going to be great.
Walter does own part of the Dodgers and has a net worth topping $6 billion. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A top performer. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85, and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this rank southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County and DeMar. Marshall County, we had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35 mile marker, extra time south of Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O.L. us now red great. Knows why that
this is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, hidey-ho, good neighbor. Welcome in to the Good Neighbor Station, 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com. It's Brian and John here with you for the Wake Up, the Wake Crew, Wake Up Crew. That's what we are. Before a live audience. Right? Wake Up Crew.
Who? Are you talking to me?
Are we the Wake Up Crew?
We're the Wake Up Crew. What are you talking about? Don't you know the name of the show?
Not really.
Well,
I guess we're signing off.
Let's be News Radio WGNS men. Wow, that was weird. Where'd that come from?
That's on the end. I've never let that play on out, but apparently the production on the All in the Family.
Oh, really? I like that. You need to steal that.
It plays everything. Plays on through.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Do you remember, what was the Sit, Boo Boo, Sit, Good Dog?
Yeah, yeah.
That was on All in the 80s. I forget who it was, though, but...
I think we ought to play the Superman march at the end of the, at the end of every show.
Then what would we do with our song of the day?
What?
We play the song of the day going out now.
Oh, yeah. We can't have everything.
No.
To try new innovative things.
Well, I need to tell everybody before I do it, right?
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Oh, what in the world?
You got that football schedule out yet? By the way, I need to look at it.
I have not. I need to put that together.
I'm going
to
track my games. Circle the ones.
asking me
I
for
may become
it.
The Eagleville High School, you know, WGNS correspondent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Got to go somewhere to a game.
I usually try to not think about that until after the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Which is 15 days away, so I've got a half a month.
Floyd would probably let me on the sidelines, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
You're going to go to Huntland?
No, no, no.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you're no just games. A home guy. Okay, I see. speaking of 4th of July, 15 days away, today is a federal holiday. It's Juneteenth, so keep that in mind. This is episode 1682 of the Wake Up Crew on a Throwback Thursday. John's already alluded to, we're going to talk about discontinued candy bars a bit later on.
Yes, it's going to be fascinating.
I'm excited about that.
And I'm going to let you, on your computer, you can Google it, and you can see a picture of it to see okay. if you remember it.
All right. You were very excited about our song of the day today.
Was I?
These actors who
yes.
went hit wonders. And
it was a big hit. It was really huge.
You knew a lot about Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
She had a talk show?
No, she had a show at night. It was a comedy show.
Okay.
Like skits. And it was pretty funny. It was on for about 5 or 6 years.
Well, she had a big hit, They Don't Know About Us. That this song was written by Paul McCartney.
I think so. Don't quote me on that, but I think so. No, don't Google it. It gets on my nerves when you Google it.
Why?
because then you tell me I'm wrong right to my face, and I don't like that. He had something to do with it. He produced it or something.
Okay. I won't tell you if it's not.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. The people need to know. I don't want to give out false information.
Apparently, he did not.
Oh.
Write it.
My apologies, fans.
Let's see.
Is it on the Apple label?
I don't know that either.
Okay.
It was her biggest hit, obviously. It's a cover of a Christy McCall song.
Hmm. Well, it was good. Oh, I think that was an old song. They don't know, and she redid it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we learned something today. I'm a liar. No. We learned that I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes. If you need to always fact check us because, you know, especially with Dalton. Dalton spills out stuff all the time. That
I'm sure that there's some connection in there.
There
somewhere.
Is some connection to it. He did something. I did read that somewhere that he did promote her or something.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
She's British.
She is British.
Yeah.
So maybe that's their big connection there. But that's our song of the day here this morning.
I'm going to go repent.
John, I know.
Brian, we're on the air. You can't be like over there reaching for stuff
well,
and
this is something
just
I'm
not
talk
talking.
About. Yeah, I can.
You said dead air. Don't ever have dead air.
It wasn't dead. You could hear me moving. On Monday, we talked a lot about Brian Wilson. And I meant to get this text on the last 2 days, and I didn't. The text to us from 7500 on our text line said, you guys should mention the movie on his life, Love and Mercy.
Yeah, John Cusack.
They said it was a great film.
Yeah. John Cusack played the old Brian, and then the younger actor played, I can't think of his name, he's pretty popular, played the young Brian. It's a really good movie.
When did that movie come out?
Oh, I'm thinking 2016 or so, maybe.
Yeah, 14.
Okay.
Yep. And it's a 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb and 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it had some pretty
decent
ratings.
It talked about his drug use and all that stuff. It really went pretty in-depth. So it's a good movie.
Apparently, Brian Wilson himself was in it somewhere along the line.
May have. I don't recall it. I only watched it once, but
yeah. Paul Dano played young Brian Wilson.
And he looked like him too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looked like him a lot. There have been several movies about the Beach Boys. Some TV movies that some of them weren't very good, but there's been several that tried to talk about the Beach Boys. He had a rough childhood.
Did they talk a lot about, you know, his relationship? Because I see where
they think his dad hit him in the head and lost his hearing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what one rumor, but that's never been substantiated. So
Graham Rogers played Al Jardine. So they had the other Beach Boys in there too, I guess.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to 7500 for telling us about the movie about Brian Wilson. Love and Mercy came out in 2014. Sports news right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is getting underway at Florida. The Panthers lead Edmonton 3-2. A Game 7 of the series would be Friday at Edmonton. The Olympic hockey schedule was released for next February in Italy. It'll be the first Winter Games with NHL players since 2014. There will be 12 teams. NBA Finals Game 6 will be Thursday at Indiana. Oklahoma City leads the series 3-2. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton reportedly has a strained calf. He shot over for 6 from the floor in last night's loss, playing 34 minutes. 6 WNBA games tonight. At College Baseball's World Series, UCLA against Arkansas in an elimination game. Louisville did eliminate Oregon State 7-6 with a run in the bottom of the ninth. They're underway in the major leagues at Atlanta after an hour's rain delay at the start. The Braves are hosting the New York Mets, who are 45-27.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew from 101.9, 100.5, WGNS, WGNSradio.com. Time to head to the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway, Wilkinson Pike, even connects the two now, and you'll find the Villages of Murfreesboro there, and you'll also find the dietary manager, Barbara Duran, out there as well. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Good to have you with us here today. And we always love to talk about food, so you always make me very hungry when we talk. Last time we talked to you was before Memorial Day in May, and May was a pretty big month for you guys, apparently.
Oh, yes, it was. We did a lot of food-related events.
Well, tell me about some of them.
Well, we the last one we did was Memorial Day. We had ribs, chicken, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, cornbread, banana pudding, and strawberry shortcake.
Mmm.
Yes.
Homemade strawberry shortcake, right?
Yes. There's no other way.
No other way.
Not for me. Nope.
Do you have something special that you that the residents like that you've brought in, some recipe that, you know, is special to you that the residents love?
Oh yes, I've brought in some of my grandmother's recipes, and one of them is bread pudding, one of them is chocolate gravy cake. There's so many I can't even name them all off, but they're really happy about it. It takes them back to their childhood.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. Food makes us connect with the people and memories. And I can see where that would be just very special to the residents there.
Yes.
So May was big. June, let's talk about June so far. You do this thing monthly, right? Chef Chat?
Yes, I do. Okay. And that's the first Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. And this Monday, we at the first Monday of June, we talked about doing the featuring the recipes from the residents again and doing a food satisfaction survey and see what they want to see on the menu.
That's nice to get feedback. So, I mean, they are the people consuming what you make, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to get that. How do you do that? Do you do the same thing kind of with memory care? Because I know that that's special, and you got special diets and things too, I think you probably have to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Sandy and I always discuss menus and stuff for over there, and I do whatever I need to do, because a lot of times they need special things like finger foods and special diet stuff like purees. And I try to give them everything that everyone else gets.
Awesome. Well, we're talking with Barbara Duran, the dietary manager over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. There have been a couple of big things. I know that we found out a couple of weeks ago from, let's see, who was that? It was Melissa, I think, telling us about going to the air show. And you actually had a part in that too, right?
Oh, yeah. We made about 25 box lunches for the residents to have and take with them, and plenty of drinks to keep them hydrated. And I'm understanding from Hope that Melissa's face was priceless. She was just so in awe about thinking that the airplanes were going to crash together.
Oh, I can imagine. She was as big-eyed as some of the residents, I'm sure, are getting to do that. And it's really interesting to see how all of the pieces of the staff at the Villages work together to make experiences like going to the air show just really awesome.
Oh, yes. Without a doubt, it takes a lot of planning and preparations pretty much to do any event.
So how did you take care of Father's Day? I'm sure you had a nice menu for all the dads.
Oh, yes. We did a pub-style party for them on Friday, and the 13th it was. And we did assorted chicken wings, cheese sticks, onion rings, veggie tray, meatballs, and assorted cookies, accompanied by a new dartboard that they had, root beer floats, and adult beverages.
How about that? That was big Father's Day. Sounds like it was an awesome time for that as well. Well, I know we've got the 4th of July coming up. Tell us about the 4th of July and what's going on there.
On the 4th of July, we will be grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and doing the typical things like baked beans, probably coleslaw, potato salad. And again, some summery special dessert, maybe strawberry shortcake or banana pudding with that. And yeah, maybe we'll feature some of the things like we did for Memory Care's summer kickoff party.
Well, all the fun that's going on over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Barbara, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Barbara Duran, the dietary manager at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, that's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike.
Fifty fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printwork says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30 on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS.
And happy birthday today to Robert Horner, Linda Dansby, Janice Hughes Gents, Angie Morris, Michelle Yates, and Sheila Tilford.
Now, those are the names we had coming in into the morning. If you didn't hear the name of the person that you've called or texted in, don't worry. We've got it. Going to start working to pull those names in and get them on the list that we'll announce at 8 o'clock. That's the full list of everybody collected this morning, and give away the banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. So the birthday fairy's already in the waiting room out there, so she'll be in a moment to take care of that.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Traffic, weather, news, all straight ahead.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this rank southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County into Marshall County. We had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35-mile marker, extra time south of Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
What began as a childhood lesson on a tractor in the far northwest corner of Tennessee has come full circle for E.J. Wood, who will step into his new role as Assistant Executive Director for the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, or TSSAA, on July 7th. A former two-sport college athlete at Lambert University, Wood's journey into education and athletics was sparked by his father's simple advice, quote, "Don't hit the fence." That early focus and discipline have defined a two-decade career in Tennessee schools. Following his athletic career, Wood taught at youth villages in Bartlett and held coaching and administrative roles at Watertown Elementary and Watertown High. In 2020, he began the founding athletic director at Green Hill High School in Lebanon, establishing its athletic programs from the ground up. Now he steps into statewide leadership following the retirement of longtime TSSAA administrator Gene Menez. Wood credits mentors such as his father, Gwen Wood, for whom the South Fulton baseball field is named, and Bethel interim AD Dave McCulley. He and his wife Grace, along with their daughters Inslee and Ellie, see the new chapter as a calling more than a career move. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County continues to earn accolades, securing a second AAA bond rating, this time from Fitch Ratings. With a previous AAA from Moody Investor Services, Rutherford County is now one of only two Tennessee counties to hold multiple AAA ratings. Mayor Joe Carr, Budget Committee Chair Robert P., and Financial Director Michael Smith, CPA, all emphasize this achievement as a result of disciplined financial management and strategic planning. Commissioner Craig Harris noted it represents more than stability. It reflects the collective vision and stewardship of a rapidly growing community. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time from News Radio, WGNS, on a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
We're going to talk today about discontinued candy bars, but first I've got to tell a story.
Okay.
But you get your Google button ready over there.
I'm ready.
My Uncle Wiley actually passed away. He committed suicide, but that's the sad part of the story. The good part of the story is he was one of the greatest guys you'd ever want to meet, and he would come to Nashville. He didn't live in Nashville, but he would come about twice a year, and he'd come see us, but he'd always go, Johnny, let's get in the car, let's go get some candy bars. So he would go and get this big pack of candy bars that were all made by this same company. And they're all of them are almost on this list.
It was a variety pack,
It was a variety pack, and they're almost everyone that we're going to talk about on this list was in that variety pack, which I thought was weird. It brought back a lot of memories for me because they weren't like Milky Ways, but they were knockoffs of Milky Ways, okay. And that kind of thing. All right, here we go. Discontinued candy bars. The Sky Bar.
Not familiar with the Sky Bar.
No, you won't be familiar with any of these. My favorite of all time was the Butternut Bar. It was called Butternut. And it was more like a Butterfinger. Just almost, I'm not a Butterfinger, excuse me, a Milky Way Butternut Bar. Then there was the Milkshake Bar. Now, can you imagine what knockoff of it was? What candy bar? Milkshake Bar.
Milky Way?
No, not a Milky Way. Three Musketeers.
Oh, okay. It's just got the nougat.
The nougat. It was just cream together. Mm-hmm. The 7-Up bar.
That, I'm looking at a picture of it. It's got different flavors. It's like you buy a box of candy, chocolate heart candy or whatever.
Right.
It's got different
flavors in each little section of it, too. Yeah.
Seven different, I guess.
Yeah. Big Time Bar.
Big Time Bar. Okay. I see a Big Time Bar. Caramel Nougat Peanuts. Snickers.
Yeah, Snickers. There you go. I'm telling you. Then, now here's two that you will know, I think. Remember the Caravelle Bar?
I don't.
Okay, it was, it had Rice Krispie things in it. Chocolate.
Crispy milk chocolate and soft caramel.
And the $100,000 bar, the 100 grand bar, That's what it was. It was a copy of that. But it was made, I think, by a big company. And then here's one.
Peter Paul Candy Company.
Okay. And Nestle's made the 100 grand, which is the same thing. And here's one that saddened me because I really love these candy bars. This was the O. Henry bar.
I do know about O. Henry.
And that was supposedly named after Henry Aaron, but that, I think they've discontinued those. They may show up somewhere locally somewhere, but all of these, as far as I know, have never shown back up.
O. Henry was acquired by Nestle in the 90s, but they discontinued it. Another candy company took over distribution, but this article says as of 2019, O. Henry was disconnected in the United States, or discontinued rather.
And here's the funny thing. It tasted just like a Baby Ruth. Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It tasted just like a Baby Ruth bar. So I really was into those. What's your favorite candy bar now?
Probably Reese's.
Reese's. Is that really a bar?
Well,
it's,
I guess,
really
it's
a
just
cup.
Candy, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of M&M's.
You like Butterfinger?
I do.
It's a little messy.
Yeah, gets a little sticky and in your teeth and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anything with peanut butter in it, I'm kind of a fan.
You know, the weird thing is I'm not a big Snicker bar guy.
I kind of like a Snickers.
I tell you what I do like is a Milky Way put in the refrigerator for about an hour.
Sam, not a huge fan of the nougat.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Three Musketeer, that doesn't really do it
They're
for
lighter
me.
In calories and stuff.
They are.
Yeah, but they're not, there's not, unless you like, just like the chocolates, you're not going to get much about the inside. It's going to attract you any.
Caramel chocolate, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you like
with,
caramel.
With peanut, peanuts or peanut butter. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. Discontinued candy bars on our Throwback Thursday.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore. We have new luxury vinyl flooring that'll be a great project for people that want to replace some of their used carpeting areas or used flooring. So definitely come down and visit us on that.
We got it.
Hurry over to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief, Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up on a Thursday morning.
You know what we just proved?
What's that?
You don't eat a peanut butter and jelly crustable right before you go back on the air.
It was the pretzel that did me in.
Oh, couldn't get it all swallowed.
Nope. I did a big gulp, though. And no one would have known unless you let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, I think might have been an indication.
No. This Wake Up Crew program powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use. You can learn more about electric vehicles, too. Just head to MTE.com or download the very handy My MTE app. Good neighbor today. Speaking of handy, James Price of the Better Business Bureau. Today's good neighbor for recently helping with a consumer question, and his help was helpful. Well, there you go. That's all you have to be. James Price is going to get flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor. You can send in a good neighbor easily. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways you can get a good neighbor of the day into us here at WGNS. Be sure to stay tuned. Be along for Action Line today. Assessor of property Rob Mitchell will be joining. Then roundtable with Dr. Krause at 9, Rutherford Issues at 10 as we keep it local right here on News Radio WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, what happens when a microscope and a telescope crash?
I don't know.
A kaleidoscope.
Replay.
Okay, you were still eating your crustable when you went over that joke, but I gave it a 5 in the original.
No, that has been digested.
I gave it a 5.
Well, it's very much appreciated. So, I'll look back at some of the things that we talked about this morning.
Well, to be honest with you, we kind of went all over the place.
A little bit.
You know, we just kind of had talks. We didn't really just name topics.
Discontinued candy bars is what
we're
doing for
Throwback
Thursday.
That was a big one, yeah. But we talked a little bit about what happened like last week, you know, and...
Well, on Monday we had...
A lot of activities going on in Murfreesboro.
Yeah. We talked about, on Monday, a lot about Brian Wilson. Kind of did a special show several days after he passed away. His birthday's tomorrow, or what would have been tomorrow, by the way.
We did. I did do a little extra emphasis on the song of the day because I really like that song. They Don't Know was the name of it. And You Don't Know is that you didn't know it. So kind of blended in there. The dad joke was good. We just heard it. It's a five. Really, you had a good day, other than the swallowing of the crustable, not in time.
It was in time. I was just going down. There's apparently a place, allcitycandy.com, that you can go to, and you can find hard-to-find or discontinued candies.
I think we've talked about that before, the place, yeah.
One from my childhood is King Leo candy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Now, you can still find the peppermint, but the one I always remembered that my grandparents had was the clove-flavored candy.
Mm. Yeah, I used to have clove gum. Remember that? That was really...
Yeah.
It's strong, but it was good.
But now the clove King Leo was good.
And you found it?
I have had it. There are some knockoffs, and they're not very good. Only the King Leo clove candy, I thought, tasted well.
Did you get them in the tin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And we used to use a tin box to keep everything else in.
Oh, yeah.
You could stack them. It was neat.
Like batteries and everything.
Yeah. Batteries.
Yeah. Put batteries in a metal box. Yeah. Well, here is the song of the day we alluded to. Tracy Ullman, They Don't Know About Us, our song of the day of actors who've had a big hit, one big hit at least.